Nick Lawrence from Mid-Major Madness back here again with another preview for the Big Sky. We have David Riley from Eastern Washington. David, how are you doing?
Doing great. Excited to be on the call with you.
Yes, sir. David's currently in Italy, just finished up some basketball scouting. Nice little vacation. Done year one as a head coach at Eastern Washington. Just talk to me about how you think that first year went. You're one of the youngest coaches in the nation.
It was fun. It was a whirlwind. There was a lot of changeover from, the championship season we had the year before. We lost our seven leading scorers, and luckily we had enough pieces coming back, enough guys coming back, where the culture was still the same. Just took a little bit to get us going, but to have 18 wins and have the kind of season we did, where I felt like we were right there at the end. We were three missed layups in a row at the end of the game versus Northern Colorado, away from advancing and moving on and having a chance to win it. So good year, and excited for what's coming up next.
And then, I mean, Shante did an amazing job there. He's very well respected. Just talk about what you've taken from him as an assistant, what you've learned into this first year of coaching.
A lot. Like, Shante and I kind of came up in the business together. I was with him for 10 or 11 years at Eastern, ever since I started. He was an assistant with me out there under Jim Hayford, and we were kind of both a part of this thing being built together. Eastern was a lower level team in the Big Sky my first few years, especially before that, and then going to the NCAA tournament in 2015, and then 2 years ago, and then winning it the year before COVID. Just learning how to build a program, learning how to keep guys motivated and let them kind of be themselves, but at the same time pushing them to become a team. I think that's one of Shante's strengths, is just kind of not having an ego and letting everyone be themselves, their best selves, and I'm trying to replicate that as much as I can.
Yeah, I mean, just talk about that team heading into the season. You got a nice couple really, really good pieces that could be contending for player of the year.
Yeah, I think with the guys we got coming back, it's tough to look at another Big Sky team and say, to have three starters, three double-digit scorers on a team that was a contender. It's tough to find. Steele Venters had a hell of a year, breakout year, where technically a freshman, he was in his third year of college. He's put on some weight. He's going to come in with a great mindset. Excited about him kind of coming back for his second year of playing, which I think he'll take a big jump. Angelo Allegri, another guy that, we were looking at the stats. He started off, it was a totally different system for him. He was placed in a different role, and so his first 15 or so games, he was just getting his feet under him. I think he averaged like 16 points and 9 rebounds in the last 9 or 10 games of the season. And so he really came on strong. He shot 40% from three those last 10 games. He's had a really good summer. We're excited about his growth and where he's going. And he's another guy that's, one of the best players in the league. And then how Ethan Price, who was the Big Sky Freshman of the Year, he took a big jump. Big guys take time, and Ethan's no different. But he's just super talented. He's got a great mindset. One of our best passers, one of our best playmakers, can shoot it, shot 40% from three. And he's just getting tougher and getting a better feel, because we run a lot of stuff through our bigs. We plan on using him almost like a Draymond Green, but he can also shoot it and post up a little bit. So he's going to have a breakout year for us. And so to have those three guys that started coming back, along with, Casey Jones had a really good summer. Ellis Magnuson has been a huge part of our program the last 3 years. He's coming back. And then Enes Abdel-George, another talented player coming in. I just love our pieces that are returning.
Yeah, I mean, just talk about Steele a little bit more, because I think he could be one of the most underrated players in the nation. He shot 43% from three last year. Just great all around. What does that 3-point shooting and just young leadership, I guess, help do to your team?
Right. I mean, he's a guy that I've fielded a lot of calls from NBA guys about his measurable, being 6'7", shooting like he does. He's crazy talented, but the best thing about him is his mindset. Like, you just look at his growth from where he came his freshman year, or his first year in the program, where he was a walk-on first 2 years. he's kind of just instilled that work ethic in our program. He shows up early, stays late, does everything the right way. He's not the most loud, boisterous kid in the world, but he's got a voice, and it's really coming along strong this summer. And we're excited for that leadership and that growth in that area, because he does all the right things, and now it's just a part of him. It's on him to start instilling that in others a little bit more, and just this is his year to have a breakout season.
Yeah, and then late in the portal cycle, you picked up Deion Stroud from Fresno State. I mean, he's one of the most electric players in the country. Just talk about bringing that into your team, that little extra spark there.
Deion is, a really talented offensive and defensive player. Like, he's someone that you don't see in the big sky with that kind of athleticism, mm-hmm. that kind of driving ability. We got to see it firsthand when we played Fresno State in the postseason tournament, and he had a really good game against us. You go and watch his film from 2 years ago when he had a great season out at Fresno State. And he can do a lot of things, and now we're putting him in. This is the first year where he's kind of going to be in an offensive program, if you will. You know, we play a little different style than those teams. They're incredible defensive teams, and now we're just going to put him in a different kind of system offensively, and I think it's something that he'll thrive in.
Yeah, are you planning to go more back to more of that efficient offense? I know that it kind of took a step down from 2021 to 2022.
Yeah, you know, it's offense has kind of been what I've coached for the last 5 years, so it was just a lot on our plate putting everything in with the total new roster last year, and so we're going to start playing a little faster again. I think with the system that we run, it gives the guys a lot of freedom. And so that freedom, you can choke on that a little bit. And, we had our struggles. We were up and down. But, you know, by the end of the season, we were one of the best teams in the conference offensively. We were still top 30 in the country in assists. And so for us to be able to take that next step, I think it comes down to us playing faster, comes down to us having a little bit better shot selection. And I think the guys have bought into that. Especially this summer, like, we're not putting in a bunch of offense or deep, like, we're just putting in our basic principles, teaching these guys how to play within our system, and that's huge for this new group that we've got with a lot of talented transfers, the returners. We just saw a lot of bright spots this summer, and I'm excited for the fall.
Yeah, and then talk about your non-conference slate. I know you guys are doing some traveling. You got Cal, Texas Tech. You're going to play Washington State. Just how is that going to prepare you for the Big Sky, and you ready to knock off some big boys again?
Of course. You know, that's been our thing since day one, 12 years ago when I got here. We'll play anyone, anywhere. It's the better teams we can play early in the season. It's going to prepare us down the stretch, because we have a goal of going to the NCAA tournament, and we're going to face those kind of teams in that first round. So, you know, we got Texas Tech, Washington State. We got Santa Clara, who had an incredible mm-hmm. year last year. Cal. And then, you know, I think we did it right this year. We got Hawaii for 6-7 days, got 3 games out there, and then we're going to Miami for 5 or 6 days. So get the sunlight in the winter, which would be nice.
Yeah, you're hitting all the prime places in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
And then talk about the rest of the league. I mean, it just seems like it's as strong as ever, and it's really growing, and there's so much experience all over the map.
Yeah, you know, it's really crazy what's happened in the Big Sky. Like, I talked about it last year. I thought last year was as talented as the Big Sky's ever been across the board. And then you look at the guys that have come into the league and who are staying in the league this year. It's really, really good again. You know, Montana State obviously brings back Player of the Year. They've got 6th man of the year coming back. They've got some really good transfers coming in. I could go down the list. I mean, Montana brings back a lot. They brought some really good transfers in. Weber State brought some talent for sure. You know, I think Sacramento State, just looking at what they brought in on paper, Coach Patrick's done an incredible job. I've heard great things about him, talking to some of our old guys who actually played for him last year. No, I think I'm just trying to go down a list here. Northern Colorado, Dalen Kuntz mm-hmm. is arguably one of the best scorers, one of the best players in the West Coast. to bring back him along with Matt Johnson. It's going to be a really dynamic backcourt, and they've also got some other pieces that are coming back that are really good. Portland State finished the year as good as anyone. I mean, they were right there, ready to beat Northern Colorado and go to the championship, and they return a lot. NAU got Jalen Cohn back. It's just top to bottom. Idaho State has some really talented transfers, and they, you know, they just had some rough points last year where they just had some inconsistency because of COVID and sickness and all that. I think they're poised for a bounce back. It's just going to be a gauntlet getting through the Big Sky, and we're ready for it.
And what needs to happen to make it back to the Big Dance?
I think, you know, we talked about it with our team. The first thing is we got to be the most cohesive team in the country. That's got to be the first goal that comes before winning. I think with all the new pieces, we were tight, and we were a tight-knit group last year, but we weren't as consistent as we needed to be, and that comes with cohesion. And so I think just focusing on that and being able to face some adversity and be able to bounce back and be resilient is something that we're really focusing on this year and trying to put our guys in tough spots as much as we can throughout the preseason and to prepare us for that. So I just think that's going to be the biggest piece for us is, can we be cohesive, and how can we integrate these new guys? You know, we've got three starters, double-digit starters coming back. We've got three contributors coming back. You talked about Deion Stroud, but we've got, you know, Tyrese coming back, coming from Jacksonville, who's really, really dynamic guard. I mean, he's kind of playing out of position the last couple of years, but he's an amazing passer, a really good defender. He's going to, you know, play some minutes for us at the point, so we'll be able to play big again. We got some D2, D3 guys that are coming in, and we've had a ton of success with those guys. Cedric Coward.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, bringing in Deion Stroud, we brought a lot of other transfers coming in. It's just a matter of how we can bring those guys and all be on the same page. Tyrese Davis coming from Jacksonville, who was playing out of position last year. We're going to play more at the guard. And he's someone that this summer was really impressive, great leader, great passer, great defender, can go score, so gives us some versatility. We can play big again. We got the two D2, D3 guys, Danny Erickstrup and Cedric Coward. And those guys, you know, we've had a lot of success with D2 and lower-level transfers. Boogie, Linton Cleese last year transferred from SF State, averaged just as much for us as he did to SF State. And then Jake Wiley, a few years back, was an NAIA transfer who came in with a Big Sky MVP and averaged more for us than he did at his last school. So I just think those guys who had success at lower level here are always pretty damn good. And, you know, I played D3, so I like to think that there's not too much of a difference from that level to D1. So, no, I think with those guys coming in, Ty Harper, a dynamic athletic guard that's going to be really change our pace. We've got some talented freshmen, Lawan, Sebastian. And I just think it's just a matter of how cohesive we can be. It's picking up our defense, something that's one of the better defenses in the Big Sky, which is what we had in our championship season. But that all comes down to us being tight, us being able to handle adversity, and being resilient.
Yes, sir. Well, that's something I've loved learning about the Big Sky over the last couple of years. I feel like a lot of the coaches in the league were D2, D3, JUCO guys, and now they're just succeeding on the coaching ranks. But that's all I've got for you. I appreciate you taking these couple minutes out of your trip to speak to me.
Nick, yeah, appreciate it. Love what you're doing with the site and the exposure you're giving the mid-major teams. And let me know if I can help any other time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
All right.